Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. The criminal trial for Republican State Senator Jason Ellsworth begins today in Lewis and Clark County District Court. Ellsworth faces a misdemeanor charge of official misconduct following accusations that he attempted to improperly direct a state contract worth over $170,000 to a longtime friend and former business partner. While the deal was ultimately abandoned, state auditors labeled the arrangement an illegal waste of state resources. As reported by the Montana Free Press, Ellsworth has pled not guilty and maintains he is being targeted by political adversaries. If convicted, he faces up to 6 months in jail and a $500 fine and could be required to permanently forfeit his public office. Fire danger going up. The Bitterroot National Forest, the latest to raise the fire danger level to high due to the recent hot, dry weather and gusty winds. Temperatures in the Bitterroot Valley have been ranging between 85 and 100 degrees over the past few days, and there have been some small fire starts. Federal prosecutors say they've closed another illegal firearms case, this time in Red Lodge. Tracy Taylor explains what's involved in this latest investigation.
A Red Lodge man has admitted to illegally possessing firearms despite being prohibited from having them. Federal prosecutors say 76-year-old James Fattis Kennedy pleaded guilty to one count of prohibited person in possession of a firearm. Investigators searched Kennedy's home in January and say they found numerous privately manufactured firearms, suppressors, ammunition, and tools used to make the weapons. Kennedy faces up to 15 years in federal prison and remains in custody pending sentencing. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
Montana may have been nearly as hot as Death Valley Sunday. Miles City and Glendive, 115 degrees. It was 117 in Death Valley. But it turns out that 118-degree reading in Forsyth isn't going to count. Meteorologist Eric Johnson says the National Weather Service checked into it, found it came from a station that's known to run warm in recent years. So it won't count for the official record. That will remain at 117 degrees. This is the Montana State News Network.